Hey guys, welcome to Biro Pens 2. Hey! Bonkers. I'm Stephen Tries. This is episode 42, aka Biro Pens 2. This week I'm joined by Cameron Green.
Hiya.
Hey. Cameron Green Pen.
Oh yeah.
Now, Max Smith.
Hey, Smith Pens.
Get out. I'm going to have you steal the mic work. I was going to say WH Smith pen.
Ah, that's good.
That's better, yeah.
Fuck off.
So you actually gave Green Pen some thought as well.
Yeah, big time. Wow, and nice. Tom Looney.
Hey, Looney.
One of those pens with like four colours and you can...
Yeah. Oh, that's insane,
they're bonkers,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they were insane. Yeah.
They also have green in them.
Yeah. Ooh. Stay tuned for obscene green.
Or not.
That's incredible.
Oh, I did say get out, didn't I?
There's some squid watching this at home thinking that's my catchphrase sorted. I hope that's not copyrighted.
It is squid now. Game, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Who would die last on that out of us four?
Are we going with the games that they had in the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I've not seen it. So you have to kind of decide for me when I die.
Okay, Tom... I reckon you'd make it through the first round. It's like grandmother's footsteps.
Yeah, I think I'd go out of that. But I'd probably breathe in too much and then just get shot.
I'd lose bang on first, easy.
I might make it through that one. And then, what was next?
Then it was it the cookie one? You have to jab out the shape?
Yeah. You have to do that, yeah. And there was tug of war. That's potluck whose team you're on, really.
Well, I've only got one shoulder, one ankle, shaky hands, bad lungs.
Yeah.
All round loser this week, only.
if it was on the podcast, I reckon Dave would probably make it furthest because he's a dark horse like that.
Sheer dumb luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd push him in the first round.
Yeah.
I know I'm going.
He steps aside and you just fall.
Free!
No. The guards are laughing too much to shoot me.
It's the impact that killed you.
Cheers, Tom.
if you fell, I think we'd all laugh. That's the issue. We'd all die.
Yeah. That would be so bad, wouldn't it?
Especially if you didn't want to fall.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to.
No, of course.
Why would I want to?
I've been waiting for a comedy for all my life. So we have filmed a video this week. It might be out. It should be out by the time this is out. So then we can talk about it. I went to Glasgow, doing a little race.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little one.
Great fun.
Little race, yeah.
There was so much going on. We were split into three teams of two. Yep. It was myself and Ryan, Tom and James Ormrod, and Max and Cam, the defending losers.
And true to form.
What was your favourite part of the day?
The fan video was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to go to a Scottish football stadium. We went to Celtic. You went to Motherwell.
Yeah, we both
Motherwell,
went to
Park,
Motherwell.
Yeah.
I very nearly weed myself, not with excitement, but everywhere, like every hour, I'd have to wee desperately.
Mm.
And then we got to Celtic. I was like, oh God, there's no toilets around here. And I went to Ryan, I'm going to wet myself. So I ran off to the club shop and they went, oh, there's a toilet over there. So I went in the stadium.
Well,
a little wee-wee.
Nice. Everyone was very friendly, I found.
Yeah.
In Scotland, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. My highlights, Ryan was, of course, dressed as an elf again, which was just great fun.
Well, I think this is quite incredible, really, because we all, you know, we're all on our way from Manchester to Glasgow.
Mm.
We got a set task to do. And we all ended up on Morecambe Beach with one of us dressed as a little Christmas elf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's quite a mad...
In a way. Yeah. Beautiful for the people of Morecambe.
Oh, I wonder what they were thinking.
That's some the third one today.
The elves.
Something's happening.
Somebody must have thought there was like a weird convention going on, you know.
Just scurrying onto the beach. Fucking about with the sack. Running off.
Looks like that.
And driving off as fast as they can.
The shittest fun run.
The fun lumber.
Here come the elves.
Has anyone checked like the Morecambe Inquirer to see if
No, I haven't.
Something out of my schedule.
Could be in the talk of the town.
Where are the elf boys? Have you checked your sheds?
Spencer seals, they were in buckets.
Bags of sand from B&Q. Oh dear.
It was close.
Very close.
I think, yeah, my favourite part for a small second was when I thought we'd won.
Yeah. I was just doing the classic Jeremy Clarkson, I think, of just winding up the other team. Yeah. Oh, we're not there.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, way too close for comfort. Because when you see the video, me and Ryan in particular is very cocky. He was on the beach celebrating, saying, we've won. Because I thought, because I've written the challenges, I'm going to have to let Ryan decide which beach we go to, where the ice rink is.
Oh, no.
And do stuff like that so that it wasn't me just going, yeah, we'll go here, we'll go there. And he did well. He did well to him.
Oh, we were beat by Ryan.
Yeah.
Just Ryan's mind.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Jesus.
He just thinks on a different plane to us, so it doesn't mean he's clever. It just means he's...
Yeah, he's tuned into a different frequency.
Gets it.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were beaten by him as well, so...
No.
You know.
I was not as badly as us.
You know? We beat ourselves.
That was one of the challenges. Yeah.
We wasted
so much time.
I was stood there with the case. Now you can have the cone. Very good. Ormod, you're still not finished.
But no, a great time I had by all.
Yeah, we went out that night in Glasgow. Painted the town red or green or yellow or something that isn't religious. Jimmy O, aka James Ormod, he seemed drunk before we even met up, really.
Well, me and him went for a couple of beers before because we were kind of ready quite quick.
Yeah.
You had your whole kerfuffle with...
Kerfuffle.
Yeah, your room and stuff.
Yeah, so. Your last place room.
Yeah. So we went for a few beers.
It's not really spoiling it. You know who loses. And you hurt your shoulder when you threw your toys at the pram.
Again, one of the challenges.
buy some toys. Get Cam to really, really like the toys. Attach himself to the toys. Love the toys. And then throw the toys onto the M6.
That is so cruel.
No!
Just a space up there.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, to go back to the last place room, which was it looked bad on the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Then when we actually got there, it was horrific. And I've read through the reviews of other people, and I feel bad because it's like Spanish people, French people, Dutch people, and they've turned up there, and it is the biggest shithole.
Yeah. It's like something out of Harry Brown.
The room was screaming. Very warm as I was handcuffed to the radiator all night.
Je suis no tengo.
I tried to basically, we knocked on the door, there was nothing, like no answer. Yeah. So I tried to email saying, look, we were there, there was no answer. Can I have the £30 back, please? And they were like, no, that's the site. There's no evidence you were there. And I went, oh, we filmed it. And so there was a screenshot.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like and then they said, you didn't try and call us or anything. I was like, we were at the door knocking. Basically, we didn't want to go in. Then I went
away with it.
I went to them. You refund me, or I leave a review. You'd leave a review, and I said I wouldn't wish this place on my worst enemy, which happens to be the host of this room. I can't believe it's on like a hotel website. It's mental.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
There's like B&Bs, and then there's...
I think it was like an Airbnb, or was it like a real...
It must be,
they are on booking.com now.
It shouldn't be, though. That was awful. Yeah. A lot of discussion in the group chat between yourself and James Ormod.
Yeah.
You seem to love going at each other. I think you're made for it.
You know, whereas Tom, you know, dialed it back, I'd take great pleasure in mercilessly ribbing James Ormod all day. just no breaks, no stops.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you drive?
All the good chat was happening when the camera wasn't on, though, so then you'd like to say, let's do that again, try and set it up again.
Come on, you've still got one good eye.
Maybe me and you can go on a team.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah.
Which leaves me with...
Oh, no.
Who else is it?
Brian or Dave or...
I've won with both of them.
Yeah.
Maybe stick them together and I'll just be like the gatekeeper.
Ryan and they'd never arrive. Ooh,
Ryan and Dave.
We'd turn up to the old fucking city, it'd be on fire, whichever one we were going to. Then we got there 10 minutes before the rest of us.
They beat you.
Yeah. They're already in my head.
They've already won, mate.
James gets to the place. I'm still at this fucking starting line.
Oh, God.
There's a funny bit where you two arrive in the hotel and then Ormrod goes, "Is that Stephen's laugh?" And you're like, "No." And then I watched our version and we were going up in the lift and you could just hear me laughing going...
You're kidding me?
Yeah.
He was right.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
My manic laugh as I can see them.
So when we got there...
Yeah.
Stephen Lawson's checked in yet.
Yeah.
And then you could just hear you guys just laughing in the background.
Yeah. I heard two sets of voices and went to the woman...
We were so happy.
You were so depressed when you came into the bar.
Yeah, of course
you
were.
Did you thought you'd... You'd won.
Yeah, genuinely, yeah.
It's amazing how we all... I thought we'd won.
Mm.
And then...
one of them, if you look back at, like, how close it was, wasn't it, like, 20 minutes?
There was a reason to think we'd all won.
Yeah.
We'd all...
9 minutes between our team and Tom, and then 25 between our team and you.
And we ran past the fucking hotel in the rain. Have you got the footage of that?
There's the clip that sums up your race is the camera comes on and Ormrod goes, "We ran past it."
Oh, my God. And 9 minutes as well. Yeah. That would have been so...
Yeah, man.
We were
cocky. The
thing is, you can just look back on everything you did that day and just go, "Oh, if we didn't do that, we didn't do that." But, you know...
I knew I shouldn't have coughed. We're losing time. I should have left you to choke. Yeah. 25 minutes on a Heimlich went over.
Yeah, I just turned up on my own at the hotel, just covered in blood. I'd made it, man. It's all worth it, man.
Plans for Christmas? Got any plans? Working. Where are you going? What are you doing? Working?
Working till the 20th, every day.
I'll bring the mood down.
Yeah.
Got a podcast. But then I've took... all the time till New Year off. I'm just waiting to make plans, shit to do for New Year and that. Actually going out in St. Helens on Boxing Day, I would imagine. Hell. So that's the highlight of my December.
Jesus Christ.
Up to this point.
What about you?
I don't know. I'm just too old for Christmas now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can you be too old for Christmas?
Well, as in, for me to be excited...
It evolves, doesn't it, into something else
it's
to be excited
drinking,
about,
isn't it?
Yeah,
just
drinking. Couple of days off, getting sloshed.
I'm
that's something
not
to look
ready.
Forward to.
Yeah. Christmas pie,
like Christmas venom bowl.
Christmas pie,
like Christmas pie filled with sprouts and gravy.
You can help me scour the M6 for all them toys that Max threw out the car.
So you can re-gift your dildo. Not sleeping in the same room.
Oh, that'll be long gone.
Plans
about
for
you,
Christmas.
Tom?
Yeah.
Work will be quiet over Christmas, so don't know. Probably go somewhere.
Christmas Twister, you love that?
Yeah,
man.
With the family,
red and blue.
I'll have Christmas dinner at home. I'll probably do some driving because I've not done the motorways yet.
Yeah. For Christmas, don't drive on a motorway aimlessly.
It'll be empty.
It's good enough for Chris Rea.
Christmas Day driving. That's the dream.
Driving away from home.
New Year's Day.
Like a lovely icy road on Christmas
Day. Well, not be icy, obviously.
Yeah. Marquee's drive-through for Christmas.
Well, not on Christmas Day.
I can't wait to see their faces.
Over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Pens.
Biro pens.
Two.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
We forgot to mention. So as we were on the way to go into your terrible place, Tom gave us a call about what James Ormrod had been up to. Would you like to tell us?
James was involved in a motor incident. Well, we thought, it would, you know, the whole...
It seemed inevitable.
Yeah. and to get to make
shame
it all
that
the
happened,
way
yeah, after
with
the
no issues, and then just to drive through the city to our hotel to the car park from one queue park to another, 5 minutes. Yeah, I'm sure he won't mind me saying it was dark and it was raining. Conditions weren't wonderful. Lots
busy
of lights.
Busy in the city.
Yeah, man.
He's taking a look. He's behind a car turning right, and he wanted to move over into the other lane so we could go. And he's just gone into someone's car, taking off the.
We banked on that. We called that had happened at about three o'clock. Like
that style accident.
Pretty much just that James was gonna like hold your team up by crashing that car at some stage.
There's a point where the motorway, there's like I could see police cars bombing ahead and a crash. I was like, that's definitely Ormerod. I was convinced. I was like, he's done something. Just imagine the last bit of footage being, Tom, don't put the camera on.
Tom, why are you starting singing a Christmas carol?
I love that. I mean, all them emergency vehicles means if it is us, we're likely dead. That'll be James.
I was going to Ryan. Tom would have called us, wouldn't he, if they'd crashed? He would have said something.
Maybe he couldn't.
Yeah. What he said?
Help! Were we at least winning? Tell me we were in the lead.
No, you're being beaten by Ryan.
No.
Just hear a rifle.
It's a dream, mate.
Oh, the Netflix fight episode is out. What's that? Whoa. I think it's once a month now. A bit like a period.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. That's
put that on the poster.
Yeah, they didn't make a poster. The House of Gucci film is out. So, ooh. My question to you is, if you could see a film based around a different clothing brand, what would it be?
Fred Perry.
House of Fred Perry.
I say Matalan, yeah.
House of Matalan, that'd be good. Where's that based?
I don't know, I just saw someone tweet it. It was very hacky of me to steal the joke.
Whoa!
All right, can you change it to Peacocks?
House of Peacocks.
Yeah,
that sounds quite good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
But deliver that. Chinos.
House of Chinos.
Chinos aren't a brand.
I don't know much about fashion, fucking hell.
Yeah. If Ryan made a brand, it would be called
Fashion
Chino.
Boys.
Chinos. Joey brought Chino shorts. Because on the challenge video, I said to bring shorts or trackies. And he brings Chino shorts. Jesus. He's in the gym doing a leg press with Chino shorts. What about House of Mackenzie? Yeah? I don't know if you've ever been to JD.
Yeah. No.
It's a very popular brand.
House of
Cocktails.
St. George by Duffer.
Duffer? I've seen Duffer, yeah.
Yeah, St. George by Duffer. I never saw anyone wearing the clothes, just saw the little strap bags you used to get. You know, the plastic drawstring bags. And every fucker was walking around with them in St. Helens.
House of Lonsdale.
F&F by Sainsbury's.
That's a Dunlop.
Was it F&F
Lawrence
Tesco?
And Fred.
F&F is Tesco.
It's Asda.
Is it?
No, that's no. George.
George.
Oh, hey.
House of George now.
What's Tesco? Tesco's F&F.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't get my Freds from there.
Let's all go to Tesco. You know, where Max
Tom buys his best clothes and he remembers the name of the brand. Na 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 na. Yeah, loser. You're fucking loser, Tom.
There's the trailer for the House of Tesco.
An avant-garde descent into madness. A 2-hour slow zoom into Max's face.
Loser.
So insecure.
I win.
Well, that's definitely by Tesco. Yeah, right, Tom. You know better than I do. Check your receipts, mate.
What else?
He's just filming one shot.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what Cameron said. Yeah. God, fucking hell.
Just did the self checkout voice going on. Tom, what about you?
What
to see that
clothing
the family that made a clothing brand, and you want to get to the backstory?
I shop exclusively in charity shops these days.
House of Oxfam.
House of
House of the Aged.
House of Cancer Research.
House of Help the Aged.
There you go, keep it.
It's a load of our folk wearing like fucking Will I Am shades. Sparkly jacket.
Thanks, Tom. Big up, Tom. Woo.
Who wants some news? It's a lot of news going on.
News, please.
News.
Boris Johnson has not denied a Christmas party was held in Number 10 last year while the government made everyone else cancel theirs.
Aren't there pictures of it?
Probably.
Yeah.
We're taken by Boris. Put on Twitter, delete it quickly.
Remember on there.
Just comments underneath it, shit, take it down. Come on, Denise.
Oh, it doesn't surprise you, does it? It's horrendous, though, isn't it?
Like, it's another letdown. When the people who are making the rules are breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Maybe there wasn't a party, but everybody just thought there was music going on. Because it sounded like Boris beatboxing. He was trying to give a speech going...
Or he was playing Just Dance by himself. There was a party. There was many people there. Hundreds. It wasn't just me. Just photoshopped the...
Is that Katie Bryson?
Did you see his speech at the that business conference where he's talking about Peppa Pig World and then forgets his lines?
What?
He's a mess, isn't he?
Yeah, and then the journalist after him asked him afterwards if he was okay.
Forget it.
This is our Prime Minister.
Wait, what? He was in, what, the Northeast, speaking to Northeast business leaders in a section of the country that's dying. Yeah. And
but in London, we got a really, really fun Peppa Pig World down in London. You should all go.
Have you been to Peppa Pig World?
Definitely the end. Hashtag ad. Just gets a briefcase from Peppa Pig.
It's all an advert for the House of Peppa Pig.
That'd be good. God, that'd do well.
That would do well.
You would.
Shall I get your clothes from there?
Yeah, thank you. Good on.
I get mine from paint stain shops. Nice. Little Mix are going to split.
No!
Oh. No!
10 years, Cam. You've loved their work.
Mm. Yeah, have I?
Sorry.
Have I? Yeah, that's it.
Is there a thing going on?
It's Jessie to tell us
we
can't break the news.
She told you that ages ago. She jumped ship, you know.
No, she's been sorting it all from behind the scenes.
Yeah. Tom, any words for
Little Mix? Yeah. Oh, I don't know anything that they've done.
One of them did Alex Oxlade Chamberlain.
Yeah, I knew that.
Recently had a bite, babe.
I knew that. They did a dance on TikTok.
It's okay when they do it, though, because...
One of them did a funny Jamaican accent impression.
Yeah, she's quit.
She's quit, okay.
And she's also faced...
she's quit doing accents?
Blackfishing allegations, and that clip doesn't really help her case.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. It's not what you want.
No, not at all.
She quit the band.
What did she say then? She's quit what? She's
doing Jamaican accents.
Yeah, they did a whole album, but they didn't realise when she went into the booth, she just did a whole Jamaican... I can't use this.
What's Bob Marley doing on this track?
Maybe there's room for a new band.
We could make a band.
Yes,
Little Max.
Yeah, that's it, Little Max.
The only time we sang together. I think all four of us sang together, but we were singing R. Kelly for a video.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be what we do.
We sang Enrique.
Were all of us in that?
Oh, I remember that video.
Yeah, we were.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that the video only I remember to do any acting in?
There you acted in that big time.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, great moment from Home Run. Would you cry if I asked you to cry?
Remember when he did the streets as well that time?
Oh, dry your
eyes. 2 hours.
The lyric video where he had to just say the lyrics. It was key that he got the lyrics right.
Your eyes are wet, mate.
Dry it, tell me. There's a rack on the side, just place it on there. I'll put the heating on.
That was it. I can see how much you are hurting from her.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you.
I can see how much it means for you to hurt.
What are you on about?
Who's in the shot with him? Is it you? It's just you going.
Ah. You're in it as well, aren't you? I remember him getting super annoyed.
I know you want to make hair pain.
That was awful that day.
Oh, I want to see that footage again.
That should have been a challenge in the video.
Yeah.
just say some lyrics. Tom and James are still in Manchester. It doesn't make sense.
What do you... Birthday happy. It's not your birthday. Sing it! I'm not happy, though.
Spotify Wrapped came out.
Ooh.
Hey, anyone here on Spotify?
yeah, yeah.
Just, what was your top artist?
Just 10 Little Mix songs.
Yes.
Nothing else. Oh, whole Spotify. I'll just cancel it now.
Respect.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Just cancel it.
Rightly so. Mine was Martin Garrix because I'm just a bloody nice lad. Thomas! Is that...
Oh. Help the aged, send him a merch drop.
Beat your house when you get home. New zipper!
The winter warmer payment. Is it gov.com?
It's beer 52.
52. Beer 52.
How would you like a free case of 8 craft beers and 2 extra free for guess how much?
Just freaking 100 quid at least.
No, £5.95 postage. Whoa. That's it. Yeah. Let's get into it then. The festive season is upon us, and in the spirit of giving and charity, Beer 52 are offering the listeners 10 free beers. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/...
Stephen.
Correct. And cover the £5.95 postage to claim your free case. What's more, do it before the 17th of December. You've got 2 days to get 2 extra beers.
Wow.
They send experts around the globe. Would you like that job, Tom? Going around the globe.
Yeah, sure.
Beers,
yeah. Be nice.
To find the best best beer available anywhere. Each month, their members receive a new case. Members have had beer from more than 40 countries across 5 continents. If dark beer is not your thing, simply choose the light option. You'll receive...
Nuts.
Ferment magazine. Not Nuts magazine. They've really parted ways with this. You'll also get 2 delicious snacks and a pair of tits. After redeeming your first case, you'll join the monthly beer club for £24 per month. No minimum commitment. Pause or cancel at any time. www.beer52.com/Stephen. STEPHEN. Thank you, beer52.com.
Thank you, beer52.
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Cam, you didn't say thank you.
Thanks.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yes, it's Tom Looney, celebrity gossip. A strange week for gossip, but here we go. Britney Spears tells her critics to kiss my beautiful white ass while showing off her dresses as she celebrates her 40th birthday in Mexico. What's going on there, Tom?
Devin follows Britney Spears on...
planes.
One of the...
buses.
one of the social media platforms.
Okay, we move on to a new segment. It's not new at all, but just slightly thrown. You can tell. Quite surprised, to be honest. Yeah, I got it right last week.
Yay.
This week. Because it was a story I'd heard before. Find better stories, yeah?
So do. I wanted to give you a win, Stephen.
I got that in the race video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woman feels bad after she finds out her dog's...
Is this the headline?
Fart.
Are you making it up? Find the headline.
Fuck me. Was her husband the whole time?
United States.
You read it again, sorry.
In Belgium, I don't know.
Belgium, okay.
America.
America, well done.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Belgium, I mean, that's a weird one.
It's a shit. No headline. It's America.
Woman, she's basically...
That was headline news. Yeah.
Dog's farting.
Oh, can I hear this?
Woman's eating dinner.
Don't save it for your own time.
Fart.
Yeah.
And the husband says...
Reliable
dog.
Source is now. No one's on a ban. Congratulations.
Smell like rotten eggs.
Yeah. This is...
These segments on a roll.
This is Reliable Source. It's a Christmas edition. Enjoy it. Brandy.
Unfavourable.
Lit.
Never.
Maybe. There you go. That was Brandy Sauce there.
No.
Never had it?
No.
I've not really. I'm not against it, though.
I've had Brandy.
Is it the one you get on Christmas puddings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not on anything else?
Yeah, pretty much. That's why it was a Christmas edition.
What is it? Just brandy and like...
You can get brandy cream sauce, sugar, that sort of thing. Yeah.
I think you do set it on fire though when it's on Christmas. Yeah. I don't go for Christmas puddings. Never had them. Can I have a cornetto or something?
Christmas cornetto.
Some eyes in this. Get out.
I'm not kidding. We have a look in the freezer. Calippo cornetto. Fucking hell, do job.
Got a chalk ice at the back here.
You forgot your brandy sauce for your chalk ice. Fuck off. That'll set that on fire, are you?
Shite. You sat in full Everton kit with the chalk ice.
Melting slowly.
Fuck off.
And Sigurdsson on the back.
Rafa turns up.
This is for me. I take this.
let's slag off a podcast. Let's not do it about this one.
What?
We are yet again falling down in the charts to new depths.
No.
We are the chocolates at the back of the freezer.
Depths never before seen by man.
That's the way I like this.
We're going to have explorers discovering us. We're going to be a Channel 5 documentary.
We are going to have a Christmas in this game.
Oh my God.
This week it is the Ron Burgundy podcast. A lot of people don't like Will Ferrell.
The genre of film he made seems to be dying a death. You know, a comedian-driven comedy. Like, one big star, like, and it's a star vehicle for their thing.
Yeah.
Like, the new Ghostbusters films, when they tried to redo it, you know, they were fucking diabolical.
Like SNL sort of stuff when they had
Bingo. And what did he do? Sherlock Holmes, Holmes and Watson. Shocking.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one's going to him anymore.
I think he gets away with it because Adam Sandler was, you know, getting leathered when he was, you know, dropping these shit films. Will Ferrell's had a few stinkers. I'd say he's had more stinkers than good ones recently. Like that, what's the one with Mark Wahlberg and his, like, dad's home, daddy's home?
Oh, yeah.
What's that? If Sandler does that, it's the Razzies and stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think Adam Sandler's done well, though, to get out of all that.
Yeah, reinvented himself.
Yeah.
His head above the ground.
Well, that's it. He seems to have cottoned on that the genre of films he used to do no one likes anymore.
Yeah.
Where he's got the talent to do something else. So.
So is it just Will Ferrell, then? Just
Ron Burgundy, mate.
But is it Will Ferrell play? Like,
not listen to it. Let's go on to this week's talking point, which, as you guessed it, is biropens.
Hey!
Have you got a pen-based question?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Wacky.
Cocky.
Hey, guys, have you ever had a pen pal?
Ooh, great question.
Yeah, actually.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, well.
In school?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. No, neither have I. I'm sort of glad that somebody has. That's incredible. Wow. Oh, we're together?
Yeah, that's how we met.
I lived in Bosnia.
I was a poor boy, kid tower from Bosnia. It was the war with Yugoslavia. Right, in school, do you French or Spanish or something? And then, is it in secondary school
I did
you
Spanish,
had to have? Yeah, everyone in our school had to have a pen pal for a bit.
Well, and then,
compulsory pen pal.
Yeah. God, I wish I had that.
And then in Ghana.
Fucking wish I had
compulsory friends.
What? I just had one to help me learn better French.
Mine was in Ghana.
What? That sounds... Yours was for school. Was yours just like you just wanted a pen pal?
It was in school. It was in Spanish. But it was like some sort of...
We've made a big mistake here, Stephen. We have no idea who you're talking to.
I spoke to them in English.
He was a prince.
But this is the Spanish lesson.
I've been sending him my lunch money, man.
Soon as he wins the lottery, I'm making it big. I'm
Michael
Essien's
dad. He's been training me. Sending videos of me doing squats.
More like
he's
a video.
He's going to get me a trial at Chelsea.
Fuck you know. Ghana.
So it was a school in Ghana.
Well,
and our school had some
you were
sort
led
of,
to believe
relationship where they spoke to them, and I think it was meant to possibly lead to you swap over.
Okay,
but I had no intention of that. The guy I was speaking to in Ghana was also called Stephen.
Oh well,
and I mainly just spoke about Ghanaian footballers. pen-based questions.
Oh, yeah. Another one. Yeah, nice.
Another one, please.
Another one. I think we can continue this.
Are you frightened for the children of the future who are being taught to use pens less and less as the computer and typing is becoming the norm?
No. Joe, when you have to write an essay and your hand's cramping, it's like, yeah, cut out for this.
Oh, grim.
Yeah, I had like a callus for years from pushing too hard on a pen. You know what I mean? The fucking time. I've still got it. It's like
you
a residual
history.
Scar.
To do loads of us.
Yeah, like 10,000 word essays with a fucking.
Jesus, how'd you do a word count?
A fucking pen. You just go it by averages. No one actually bothers.
Right.
Ways to trick it. If you run out of ideas, you just leave spaces between your words and shit. Big spaces. The space between this year and this one was.
I'm not a very fast typer. I still feel more comfortable with pen.
Thank you don't really get tech,
yeah.
Brave of you, Tom.
Cheers. Well, I used to do these history essays. Mm. Like, they'd take me longer. Well, no, maybe it wouldn't.
Yeah, but history essays for us were just like, you know, modern day politics for you back in the day.
Yeah.
Really? It was...
I enjoyed it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to have their own laptop in schools far away.
Yeah.
It's just going to be the way they do
it. Funny, other generations were afraid of the Nazis, the Russians.
I wouldn't say I'm afraid
of keyboards. Fucking hell, who's coming for us?
You'll lose pen knives and you'll have tablet knives.
Yeah. Tablet knives?
Hold on.
Siri, let's fuck this mother up. Let's do it, blood.
He's saying that Siri is a blood and not a crip.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's celebrity gossip's over here. Nothing to do with me.
You watch a step in California, eh? Max, you haven't answered it yourself. You just look... You look tired.
I'd say...
petrified for the children of tomorrow.
Yeah, we're losing an art, you know.
Did you have... The pencil to pen transition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you when you moved?
Young. Pen? I got stabbed with a pencil, and then I think we moved on to pen.
You got stabbed with the pencil?
Yeah. Still waiting for the pencil. Spent 3 weeks.
And then they moved on to a pen.
Yeah, just have this.
He's not had enough.
Sharp, yeah. You can make pencils sharp, can't you?
Yep. They've got pencil sharpeners now.
Yeah, man.
Wowie!
But no, they're sharper than pens. So you get a good perch.
Oh, definitely.
Fountain pens?
Who's using a fountain pen?
We had to in school.
It's a stab.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to use fountain pens?
We had to, yeah.
Ooh.
Why? Yeah.
In college, I did.
No.
Really?
Freshly sharpened pencil if you've really got that point.
Yeah, if you've got that point on.
That hurts.
Right in the back.
What noise?
Where are you stabbing this pen?
Stabbed a duck.
So I'm thinking, go down to the bar. You want some bread? And some bread.
We didn't have PlayStations, man.
We had to make our own fun, man.
I gave a stab a duck.
Stab a duck.
Make him quack.
But where do they go in the rain?
I was prom king for stabbing a duck. He was the best at stabbing a duck. Just walking down the hallway, the chop. He's the stab a duck captain.
He's covered in blood and feathers.
He is our king.
Every boy wanted to be him.
Every girl wanted to just taste him.
Oh, God.
What did you get stabbed for?
I don't know what I got it stabbed for, but it was in the eye.
What?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this. You getting stabbed in the eye.
It wasn't like a major one, but it was like a little...
Anything in the eyes.
Yeah, grim. What? Yeah, horrible. Yeah.
By who?
I don't remember. I was in like...
Spanish school?
I was in year... God, it was like year three?
Yeah.
Sure. I was really young.
You're
really
seven.
Young. Yeah, probably about that age, yeah.
And was it a fight?
No, I think it was an accident, to be fair.
Bit of friendly
banter.
Friendly banter.
Just went horrifically wrong.
he made a duck noise around the wrong guy, and his reflexes were too quick.
Yeah. I don't know if it did.
Old MacDonald had a.
And a young Christopher Nolan was sat outside the window just taking notes.
Very good.
Stab a duck.
What was the question? Oh yeah, when did you move on to pens?
I was
when they invented
young.
Them.
It was way after my time.
I had the chisel till I was in my 40s.
I still remember my first quill.
That's where my ducker stabbed him.
Yeah, my handwriting isn't great. So
you're good at art, though. I thought it would have been.
Yeah, but my handwriting, I don't know, it's just different, isn't it? Like, I've got, you know, I'm good with a pencil
shit
when I'm like
writing and art.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I'm going to say.
It's not terrible. It's just very kind of like fast. And yeah. I know what it says. But mm. So they put me on pen when they
doctor.
Had to. Yeah. Could have been. Yeah.
You ever seen Russian cursive?
No.
It's just literally, you know, like you draw waves yeah. when you're in school and it's just like that. It's just lines and lines of that. But there's people who can just look at it and interpret that as what it is just Russian language. It's just the way some people write. You know, like we write joined up letters. Yeah. They fucking write the language out, but it's literally just like that.
Look at Fancy Benzie with his joined up letters.
Mental.
It's like you get shorthand, is it? Where you just do like little symbols.
Yeah, I had to try and learn shorthand.
Yeah.
Because it's very handy if you go to court and you've got it. You can't record anything that happens in court as a journalist, but you've got to write down everything that happens.
I can write it wasn't me in shorthand.
I try and write not guilty in Russian cursive, but fuck it up. Nostrovia Gibraltar. No! It wasn't me!
Not guilty. Any more pen questions?
Yeah. Got loads.
I had to force, like, have a fucking coup to get into pen. My handwriting was that bad.
Yeah.
I had to, like, just forcibly take a pen and refuse to write.
Did you have the red pen that was.
With the top.
Yeah.
Brito or something?
Yeah. I was late in year four when I got my pen.
I was beaten to using the pen by people on the table from where kids used to eat the fucking nibs.
What?
Like people
eat the nibs?
They come out of school with like fucking blue tongues from sitting there all day going, nah, nah, man.
Did you ever suck on the pen like to move the ink?
Yeah.
Or blow it?
Blow it, yeah.
Oh, they're getting just a normal Bardo thingy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about gel pens? Ever sniff those? Have ever flavoured? I had a popcorn one.
That was the start of my descent.
Descent.
Gel pens kind of passed me by.
See, there was a girl who used to bring in gel pens.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like the smelly nice ones. But then people used to come over and just.
One of those
like,
smelly nice girls.
can I use your gel pens? And then she started out by going, oh, yeah, fine. But then folk would just steal them, so she'd get more. And by the end of the day...
sniffing pens in the back of the room.
Pretty much, yeah. That was just it. Like, all the kids on the table, like, sucking pens, sniffing pens, stabbing ducks with pens. It was fucked. The old school, Ofsted came in, took us all into care,
just opened up a door.
just waft of
fruity scents.
Please tell me the school's duck is all right.
I seem to remember
it's a porcupine now. He doesn't move anymore. Come on, Quacky, make a noise.
There's a gel pen that was coffee flavoured. I thought, what kid's like, espresso.
Don't talk to me until I've had a sniff of Joe in the morning.
George Clooney on the adverts.
No one's talking to you, mate.
This is hot shit, man.
Fuck off.
What?
No one's talking
Don't
to you.
Don't talk
Max.
To me, guys. Don't even think about it.
One pencil in his hand.
I hate Mondays.
I swear it's a BO pen, it's not me. That's my impression of Tom. I swear I put my stinking fucking idiot pen in today.
It's not me. Rotten egg. Oh, it's my new pen.
Sorry, I've had a shower, Mum.
We can all laugh together.
Have you pissed yourself? Furiously colouring.
Oh, no. The ink's gone everywhere.
You shit yourself.
My pens are leaking. Max, your pens are over there.
No, it's my pens.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. They missed a trick there, the makers of gel pens.
Is it? Has the humble pen changed the course of your life at any time? Maybe like signing something, I guess.
Not really.
Next question.
When did you realise the pen truly is mightier than this?
Great question. There comes a time in every man's life.
A pen, a sword never got you kicked out of M&S when it leaks in your pocket and you start stinking of shit.
When did that occur to me?
I guess, I mean, the thing is, if I'd ever thought about it, then I don't think I would have ever denied that that is true.
Lawyers, it will have been for lawyers when they were like, yeah, if you do that, if you stab me, then I'll sue you. Because they've been to school and they've read the law and they've written it down so it stays in their head.
They've written it down, Isn't it about an idea? You can mobilise a group of people with an idea more than you can with a show of force.
Yeah.
So
I guess there's that one as well.
If you ever come up with an idea that's motivated lots of people that you couldn't have motivated them by standing in a town centre with a broadsword and going, come with me.
Come on, guys.
We're about to change the duck stabbing game forever.
Do you know what, actually? There's a time in Rainford when I've told you this story where a guy got hit in the head by a ball and lay there.
Oh, yeah.
Lying face down in the grass. The guy who hit him with the ball apologised. He wasn't having it.
Stephen, it's me from Ghana. I've come all this way.
So he stuck a pen in his bum. He's just poking out.
Oh, yeah.
He had his school pants on, but he just stuck a pen in the gap in his crack. And that's where I thought a sword would pierce his cheeks, but the pen just sits beautifully.
It's not as humorous, is it?
A sword would have caused physical injury.
Meant to pull it out, it would have been like Alexander the Great.
You mean King Arthur?
No, Alexander the Great.
he did a duck, really mate. Great thing with
he
swords.
He did a sword and an arsehole. He's a magician.
It's Excalibur.
It's time for...
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Cameron, you are our detective. The item this week is... a pen. Just borrow pens.
Hey.
For listeners at home, I'm holding a pen.
Oh, fucking hell. Classic pen.
Bloody mighty pen, if you ask me.
Do your detective work, you scoundrel.
Right, okay.
Right, okay, that's good.
Stop it there. We peaked.
After Excalibur, we need a lot of cook.
Right, okay. Hiya, Max.
Hello.
Okay.
I used to put this up my bum. I borrowed this off a teacher about 6 years ago, and I've never given it back.
So how did you keep track that this was the pen that you borrowed?
I don't have a lot of pens. When have I ever needed to use a pen?
You know, day-to-day life?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just in my little pot of pens. I've got a Batman pen.
Tell me all the other pens.
Batman pen.
Yep.
Green. Orange, pink highlighter pens. Oh, another classic biro pen from Bic.
I don't need a pen, I've got a pink highlighter pen, which I use every week.
How can you remember the difference between...
Have you never seen a Bic biro pen that says Bic on it in big letters?
Is Papermate not a subsidiary of Bic?
I don't believe so.
Seems like you don't know enough about pens to differentiate one from the other, Max.
They look different. I can look at an Aston Martin and a Chevrolet and go, they're different. They're the same thing, but they're different. I don't know much about their brands, though.
Or how you pronounce them.
Never seen James Bond driving around a Chevrolet.
I mean, that is very different in aesthetics to a Bic pen.
So are you going to give this pen back to this teacher?
Oh, of course not. It was 6 years ago.
Right, I'm not going to rule you out already.
Okay.
I think you should. Rule out pens.
Hey!
Follow him.
We're slowly forgetting about Excalibur.
Let's not be stationary here. Let's keep moving.
Oh, you've ruined it.
Okay, Tom. Tell me about this pen.
This pen was gifted to me yesterday.
You fucking kidding?
No.
Well, it looks like it's been used more than yesterday.
Yeah.
Who gifted 6 years of use?
It wasn't new.
Who gifted you?
I was at work. I had to get something signed. I went up to a client and they signed it. Put the paper and the pen down and I said, is this your pen? And he said, no, you can keep it. And I didn't need it, but rather than say...
So was it their pen?
Yeah, it was her pen.
Why did she turn up with her own pen?
Oh,
why would I've got about 25 pens in my bag?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Can you show me one, please?
Yeah, of course.
Just slap them all here. Yeah. Okay, so this is the...
For listeners at home, we have
lots of pens.
A buffet of pens here.
The Bic there, it's different from a paper, mate.
So it is.
Can I say that's an excessive amount of pens?
Yeah, that's a bit too many.
I just acquire them, and then it's always good to have a pen, isn't it?
This your pen?
Yeah, man.
What's the pen look like?
That's my winning pen.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why'd you call it that?
Because in the video mm-hmm. we did the other day, the race video.
Yeah.
I was ticking everything off. Not just you. Remember your angry face?
Yep.
with that pen.
Oh.
So after we'd do something, we'd run along and then we'd go, hold on, we need to tick that off, and we'd cross it out.
I did think it'd be handy if we had a pen.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
We had loads of pens.
Just a bit, because, you know, we were always thinking, have we really done everything that quickly? So we had to double check.
And I suppose you would have that handy on your person. What bag did you take when you were on the challenge, the race?
I had... The little white bag that you were holding on the night out, and then I had a black night bag and a black Adidas bag.
Have you brought any of them with you today?
No.
So you've not given very much thought into what you were bringing in today then, really, if you were just going to bring out a pen from your coat pocket?
I thought, this is the Biro Pens podcast, I'll bring in a pen.
Oh yeah.
It's clever, if you think about it. And I had... but I packed it specifically today. It was out of the coat again.
So why did you pack that pen in particular and not any other pen?
It was my winning pen.
So you've won with this pen before?
I consider myself to have a good life, and the pen's been integral.
All right.
That's one of the questions earlier.
I am a winner, and I own this pen. Therefore.
If I were to break this pen in half right yeah. now, what
hurt.
Would your reaction be? You'd be hurt?
Please don't.
What are you doing that for? That's my winning pen. I won with that pen. Did I mention?
Would it be good content if we broke it?
I've had that for 6 years, mate. Don't do that.
You're
a liar. You're a fucking liar.
Did I break your Irish hat? Your losing Irish hat?
Now, see, if you thought that I was actually going to break it, then you'd have been like, oh, no. Therefore, I think you're a liar and it's Tom's pen.
I win again.
Is it your pen? Is it your pen?
Yeah.
It's okay, oh,
for fuck's sake.
I did flinch a little bit because I didn't want to get a pen in my eye.
I didn't think of that.
Great content for Biro Pens 3, though.
Yeah, of course.
Really
yeah.
good.
Bit close that time. Still a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Tee.
Let's jump into...
Get yourself a winning pen.
Yeah, no, that's the trick. That's the fucking trick.
Viewers' embarrassing stories.
Oh, I love this bit.
Pardon me, this one is from Sam. So, one time, I went on a night out in Brighton, and we were all drunk. You know that vibe, you Bombay bad boy. Anyway, we were sat at a taxi rank eating shitty, sloppy pizza, and the girl was getting into a taxi with her friend, and she kept falling out of the taxi. We presumably thought she had a mad one, so every time she fell out, we all cheered and chanted. After several cheers, her friend turns around and says, she's not drunk, she's got cerebral palsy. Not my proudest moment, I must say.
And a friend didn't help her into the taxi.
She was laughing too.
I imagine a friend was helping.
She was cheering with the lads.
You wouldn't believe this, right?
Come on, stop now, she's got cerebral palsy.
That's horrific.
That is terrible. Don't do that.
Sam, you've... I assume it's an honest mistake, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the context has made him think, oh, yeah.
Still the kind
someone's
of
had a few Jaegers.
You watch it happen and you go like, ah, oh, toss a thing to do.
Yeah.
Like the fella who's going round on women and jumping on the shoulders, you know, to get a header on a corner, you know.
And just... people that cheer when their glass is broken in a bar or restaurant.
Yeah, bingo. Just,
fuck you, Sam.
Yeah, just don't do it, mate.
Scum.
But keep watching the podcast, though.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for getting in touch. Thank you for giving us some great content. Now we have some celebrity meetings, which is just fantastic stuff and, you know, is carrying the podcast. This one's from Ellis. Not very interesting, but it made my day. Years ago, I saw the Chuckle Brothers outside of a Toys R Us. I shouted to me at them and they shouted to you back. Lovely guys.
Wow. That's
what you want. Well done, Barry. RIP. Well done, Paul. That's what you want. I'm sure they get that all the bloody time.
Mm.
Yeah. And yet they still do it. What are they doing outside of Toys R Us? No, I said it.
Just waiting.
To me, to me. Come on.
Oh, fine. Go to your parents' car. This one is from Kieran Stewart. I once met Cardiff City footballer Aaron Gunnarsson in a casino at 1 a.m. and he decided to come to our table and stand by me. Doom, 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 doom. Put around 2k on black and it came in. He then hugged and celebrated with me. Didn't offer any of the winnings to me, mind. You didn't. It's not that you said go put it on black. Kieran, you are whinging and expecting money for nothing.
Yeah, that's poor. That
he's hugged you. He's embraced you.
Yeah,
let you be part of the moment. Fuck you, Kieran.
What is it with these cunts today?
Yeah, man. Finally someone said it.
Really holding the podcast up
there. What is something when the nicest people who we've heard from today are suspected paedophiles?
Whoa.
Speaking of...
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck. Someone who belongs in the pen. Hey.
Shut up, I'm trying to watch the TV.
Yeah. Said his cellmate.
He's in prison with Joe Pasquale.
Rightly so, that's my celeb meetup.
You're saying your penis is celeb meat, it's just very egotistical.
Celeb meetup, man.
That's celeb meat, isn't it?
And that's Telemax.
No, that's my joke. Again, get out.
What a great segment it has been today.
So let me...
Max, would you wear that basket on your head at some point?
Could yeah, be I'll do it one day.
Christmas special?
Yeah, yeah.
Forward to that.
Do you want to read it?
No, come on, it's your Telemax.
Okay.
Talk us through it. Like, grab it by balls, by the balls, or...
Okay.
I don't know what the right, gender of your segment is.
It was a Thursday night like any other. Dippy egg for tea. Little
I love dippy egg. I'm on board with this already.
Little spoon of jelly to wash it down. Life was good. Then my mother put me in my nappy and placed me in my crib. Life was swag fresh being a baby. But this one night, she made a mistake that would change the course of our lives forever. She left the bedroom door open and got like... I could hear everything. It warped my mind beyond belief. I can remember the sounds as if it were yesterday, etched into my brain. Roads work on the M21. Trains running late. Pile up kills 12. Mother had left the late night traffic update on the local news running. It was eye-opening for a baby who had no concept of roads. And the only jam I knew was the warm raspberry jam my mother would let me suckle from her finger. Some people complain they peaked too early. I was a great footballer at school. I won a talent competition. I was prom king and now I'm on the 130th best ever podcast in the country.
We're up to 130th.
Oh, did not that anymore.
I mean, yeah, didn't lie to the viewers.
But imagine being a baby and listening to the sweetest, most soothing sound you ever heard and knowing nothing will ever beat that moment. I was so happy. I also shit my pants then as well, and it made people happy. God, you never know how good you have it.
Did it make happy?
No, I saw my parents for knowing I had a healthy digestive system.
You instantly shit your pants. The sound of something that makes you happy.
The late night traffic update is 10 out of 10 remote controls. I haven't worked out a scoring system yet. There you go.
So that was a Telemax from when you were how old? Six.
Yes! I want jammy.
Dippy egg sounds great.
Yeah, I love a dippy egg.
Never had dippy egg.
Dippy eggs and jam.
Seriously, yeah.
Never had dippy egg.
No, how'd you do it?
Boil it. Soft
boil.
Yeah.
Soft boil. So soft. Do it to overboil because then your soldiers aren't getting in.
Yeah.
It's a closed barracks.
I know I make poached egg, make a nice poached egg. Anyway, never mind. Save that for eggs. Eggs.
Stephen tries eggs.
Could be an Easter special.
Yeah,
of course.
Two-parter.
Got a lot to say.
God, yeah.
Have you seen an emu egg?
Yeah, they're fucking huge, aren't they?
Yeah.
You ever had ostrich meat? It's like a chicken steak, but it's fucking...
No.
It's what? Then it shat itself. Oh, you can hear it. It's good. Wanna bite that? You stand in the toilet slathering.
Meat so fresh it's still shitting itself.
A skilled vet could revive it after it's been cut.
Stick it on the grill.
It's like when you cut into a Kiev.
That would make me go vegan. Yeah. Every time you bite into a piece of meat.
Don't look hungry, son. If you don't finish that, there'll be no choc eyes for you.
You know, it's annoying. Bites into the choc eyes. Something's gone wrong.
Look over to your dad and goes,
that's my boy.
What's a choc ass?
Where's my prototype gone?
Who's eating my ass?
Get out!
Oh.
Get out! Why do you always have to bring it down like
comedy,
that?
Comedy, mate.
That's not comedy.
It's good comedy.
Sorry about that. Oh, watch it, what's the curtain, please?
Hello!
Hello?
Hello, mate!
Who are you?
Brian Spieth!
Brian Spieth?
Brian Spieth!
Nice.
Fucking local hard man.
Brian.
Proper nutter me. But you know what? I've changed my ways.
Brian Spieth.
You wouldn't believe this. But I used to have fights on the daily, on the reg.
So, Brian, one moment.
No, and I had a fight with these three kids once.
Just hang fire for a minute, Brian.
I was in a newsagent trying to get my daily groceries. And this little five-year-old kid came up to me.
Just a minute, Brian.
Started eating me pick and mix, so I booted him in the head. But I've changed my ways now.
Just be quiet, just for a second, Brian.
I've decided.
Brian, I think I've got your name wrong.
What?
I think I've got your name wrong, Walter.
That's all right.
I think I might have to go again, Brian. I'm so sorry.
Right, I'm going to go. Nice to meet you all.
No, stay, Brian.
My brother might be here soon. My brother might be. What's the name?
Hold on.
Is he your twin brother, Brian?
Brian Spieth.
What's that?
Go back.
Chris, you look familiar.
He's not the cat.
Hello? Thumbly call for Brian's cops. Well, you got him. Local hard man.
Hey, sorry.
Brian Scops.
That's been claimed.
I just spelled that right.
B-R-Y-A-N. Yeah. S-Q-U-P-T-H.
S-K-U-P-T-H. That's an unusual name.
Well, I'm from a different country.
What the fuck is this?
It's a name. Read it and weep.
Can I see it?
What? That's just his name.
Why do you need to see it? Can you just visualise it? You cunt.
Brian Scoop.
So basically, I'm local hard man. Yeah, I go brother. Yeah.
What's he called?
He's called Brian something.
Brian Spieth.
Speaks. Yeah. Were he speaking to you earlier?
A lot of us.
He's stunk as shit.
Probably you.
Proper bad.
Probably you and your haircut, mate.
It was proper bad.
Stanky.
Do you have a gel pen, mate?
He was proper stinky.
Got a few in his pocket. Got a few things in his pocket, like a knife.
Real fucking stinky.
Guess what I've got in my pocket?
Your brother carries a knife and you're in the police force, it seems.
Yeah, no, I am. I've been on the hunt for him. Was he here before? Force.
Yeah, he was here about 2 minutes ago. You probably catch him.
2 minutes ago? I could probably go. If I left right now, I'd catch him.
Yeah, he wasn't moving well.
Aren't you on your break, though?
Yeah, I'm on my break. I've had me jelly. I've had me poached egg.
Funnily enough, you're wearing the exact same outfits.
Well, our mother used to
jelly
dress us.
And poached egg.
We had the same thing to wear every day. Yeah. like a cartoon character.
Brian, you said you were a local hard man.
Local hard man, yes.
Why?
Well, so 3 weeks ago, I got in trouble with the police for kicking a baby. Baby mushroom, I meant to say. I went to a field of baby mushrooms and I kicked them all.
Yeah.
And the farmers were so peeved.
Yeah. What?
Peeved. Like a bit angry. Read a dictionary.
All the farmers.
All the farmers.
You know, you could be from America. You know?
I could be from Dudley in America.
Brian, by any chance is your name actually Bryansquppeth? Is that how it's
It could be.
Scubbeth.
Yes, Scubbeth. Yeah.
Know you.
You know me.
Hero enforcer. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, hero enforcer.
Yeah.
For the mob. You know, mob. Not yeah. mob like your haircut. No, mob like mafia man.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You know, mafia man.
No, so you're in the police.
Yeah, I'm a member. Of, no, I'm undercover police.
Well, but you were saying
you're not undercover anymore, are you?
No, nobody watches this shit. That'd be fine.
So you were kicking mushrooms.
Kicking mushrooms, and I was saying, oh, I like look at this film. Shame if something were to happen to it. I kicked mushroom. And farmer was fuming.
And that ingratiated you with the crime family.
Yeah, they gave me big bucks. Big bucks, and they say
anything fun?
No, not like my partner. Big bucks, yeah. He's funny, you. He's funny, him.
Yeah, he's funny. Funny
take
guy.
A leaf out of his book.
Funny guy.
Big book.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
So basically,
very possessive.
Is he? A bit like me.
How so?
I was at news agent and little 5-year-old so, man. He was eating big and mix. I said, "That's my blue dolphin." Threw him out the shop.
Fuck, you're joking me.
No.
You picked him up, threw him out of the shop.
No, I didn't pick him up.
You're an angry man, Brian.
I'm very fuming.
Your brother, also called Brian.
Yeah.
Referenced kicking why children. Brian? Are you sure your brothers? Because you got the same first name.
No, the way our family do it, when we get married, we take their first
Who
name.
Who the fuck married you?
No, I'm not. No, so my family, my mother's maiden name was her first name.
Scuppeth.
And she got married to father, and so she became Brian Wilson. They take first name, and then the babies we call Brian.
Ah.
And then changed
his sister.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're Brian. All called Brian.
All of them, apart from one of them.
Who's that?
Susan.
Who's Susan?
They forgot. Very stupid, my parents.
What's Susan's surname?
Brian.
Oh, they've had a bit of a mess.
They're very, very foolish. So, basically, my father wrote it back to front because he's looking in the mirror.
And you're a local hard man.
Local hard man. Have you
what's
got
the, what's the hardest thing you've done?
Fucking. So,
from walk up the stairs.
Yeah. It's funny because of my bad ankle.
And getting past those curtains.
You talk about your haircut again. Do the curtains match the drapes, as they used to say back in my hometown?
Bit weird.
Where are you from, Brian?
Have you heard of Dudley in America?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very big around there. So basically, I moved up here in my RV.
I think a joke would have been made, but you're a hard nut.
What?
A joke may have been made, but we were too afraid to say because you're a hard man.
What joke? He seems to know what the joke is. What joke was it?
It's a lovely moment. It's really
I don't do jokes.
What do you do, Brian?
Crimes.
So, Brian, you're undercover as a police officer.
Yeah.
But you're actually a criminal.
I'm a criminal, man. Have you ever seen that movie with Matt Damon in?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Leo, what's it called?
Leonardo DiCaprio as well.
That's the film, yeah.
Titanic.
The Departed. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg's in that.
Oh.
Have you seen Daddy's Home too?
Never seen Daddy.
Departed from the cinema when
Brian.
That started.
Mark Wahlberg's a bit of a hard man, isn't he?
No, not as hard as me.
No.
What's the hardest thing you've done?
No, I punched a wall when I was in solitary confinement. I was in solitary confinement for about a week. And have you seen that movie? The one where he goes through the shit pipe to get free?
Titanic.
He used a spoon.
He punched the wall clean off him. He's just Mark Berg now.
Mark Berg, I like that. You're funny.
He's a funny man.
Yeah, take
funny
a leaf man. Out of his book.
We've established that's not going to happen.
Brian, you love this.
Oh, wait, what?
I've just done an anagram of your name, Brian Spooketh. I sent you Spunky Breath.
I'm fuming, I'm fuming. I'm local hard man. How can you do that to me?
Sounds like you're taking some of it hard in your gob, Brian.
You know, this is. I'm fuming. I was sucking on spunky pen earlier as well.
Spunky gel pen.
Spunky gel pen. It's gone down my gullet. I'm fuming at you. I'm going to wait for you outside.
Thank you for that.
Your brother's probably still out there, mate. You're going to deal with him first.
That was Brian Scuppeth, everybody. Or Scuppeth, I forget. Scuppeth. Oh, Brian Scuppeth.
Oh, my Lord.
Well,
some water, I can't breathe.
You okay, Max?
Yeah, just...
I was just threatened, so I've got this hammer now.
What happened?
Just, do you know Brian Scuppeth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look what I've met.
Yeah, I said something I shouldn't have to him.
Oh, fuck.
I've read him.
Really? Read the newspaper, mate?
Yeah. Hey, who wants something really political and fun?
Cammy Whammy G tells you how it's gonna be.
You can't handle the truth!
Well, I didn't vote for you!
Keeps going.
She never stops, does it?
Cammy Whammy G tells.
Okay. I think that motorways in England you should be allowed to drive however fast you like. Because it works in Germany.
Germany is efficient.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
Do they have more than three lanes, though, on the Autobahn?
I don't fucking know, do
I? Politician, Cameron Green.
Done some research.
It's weird that the Green Party is proposing cars go as fast as they want.
I'll leave it to my Minister for Transport, you know.
Who is that?
I don't know. He's here somewhere.
Brian.
Is he here somewhere?
Local roadman.
I'll do it myself. Yeah, because then if you're in your car going as fast as you like, then you don't need to bother about. You'll have experienced it the other day. Folk are fucking blocking you in on the motorway, sitting in the fucking third lane, going 60 odd mile an hour in third lane. You'd be shitting yourself.
Yeah.
You won't go anywhere near that.
But then, if there are cars in that, are they going to undertake? And then there's the risk of you moving over and wham. How many deaths have to happen before you take that policy back?
Take that L.
Man, I took a fat L today, y'all.
Imagine fucking Boris turns up.
George Bush. I'll have to take the L on this one.
George Bush after 9/11.
We took a fat L.
We were looking for some dubs, but we got a fat L instead.
We got to keep it one, honey. I'll be repealing this policy.
It's 1-0 to the Taliban in the series. Three legs, baby. We're coming back for y'all.
That's what they call me.
Three leg Bush. Imagine that's the book he was reading when he got
told. Let's get out.
This man was different. He had three legs.
It's a pop-up.
George, firstly, stop reading that fucking book. And secondly...
But look, it's amazing.
We have some terrible news.
Ow!
Instant karma, man.
Ow! Punch the fucking tape.
Yeah, local heart man Brian Scuppeth wouldn't have been asked.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a new rule?
Yeah.
What comes to your mind?
Christmas, yeah, everyone should have one day around Christmas where everyone of all religions, ethnicities, and sex of society should come together and just have a nice.
Have a nice Christmas.
Just fucking myself in the cock as well now.
Throw me all out of whack.
And have a nice. These bloody vague government directions. Honestly.
Everybody. Look at me.
Merry Christmas, have a nice.
Everyone have a nice.
I've lost my last page. Have a nice.
Everybody have, you know, not Christmas, not Hanukkah, not Ramadan, just a nice.
A nice. Yeah.
Dinner.
Have a merry.
Have a big.
I see what it's going to happen. We've,
have a nice
we've
pepper pig. It's just his recipe, my peppercorn
pepper.
Everybody took in some nice.
Imagine that at the cinema.
Yeah.
You got your little bag of scotch eggs.
That's a little bag.
You didn't even open your mouth to eat them. You're just throwing them in your face. It was amazing, man.
It was in Cannes Film Festival when everyone stands up to clap.
Just covered in breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I'll freak it off.
Sitting on a pile of scotch eggs that I bought in.
The seats around you moved away.
There's only one person left in the cinema.
I was looking at me back as going, James.
Fat L guy, sorry.
Thank you very much. Well done, Cameron. Making the world a better place.
Yeah. Something like that.
Hey, let's go from reality to just wacky, wacky mentalness.
Yeah.
It's Tom Looney.
Looney, Looney, Looney.
Tom Looney, can I ask, what's the key to a Looney Christmas?
Just don't think about it too much. Don't overthink it.
Crazy, man.
That would be crazy. Electrics would be my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun, them.
Yeah.
Little trains as well, they're good.
Use a tree like a pole dancing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck a relative.
That would be crazy, man. Merry Christmas.
Have a nice.
Have a nice one, Grandma.
Oh, that's too far.
When you go down.
Do you mean down to see the presents?
Yeah. Who's left this whoopee cushion under here?
Yeah. The fact that you twisted that guy.
There's no whoopee cushion, mate.
Tom! That's not what I meant, I'm a granny.
When you're chomping that clit, yeah.
Cheers, guys.
So to speak.
Reach around for the chocos.
Which hole that coming out, man? I'm just taking a fat L, y'all.
You just pulled a Christmas cracker.
Just picture Max at Christmas dinner. Just with scotch eggs going. Just pinking off him. Now it's like, we're for Boxing Day. Oh, get on with this.
A lot of Exus episode.
Christmas. Yes. So, no Google this week.
Wow.
Yahoo.
Didn't even fucking use it. So I have ranked.
The same for me?
Yeah. I've ranked the items on a Christmas dinner plate.
Ooh. A vegan one.
There's crossover.
Wow.
12 items. That's a lot, but I'm going to go down from 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?
This is like top of the pops.
Number 12, Yorkshire pudding. It's not overly Christmassy, I feel like.
Yeah, you can have that any other day of the week.
You can have it, yeah.
And if it's too crispy, it's like,
what about a great big one so you don't have a plate, you just have everything?
That's Sunday dinner, isn't it? That's Sunday dinner.
Bottom of the pudding will get there.
Not my house.
I'd still rather have that than parsnips, though.
Fair.
You've got to save room for chocolate.
You're not going to be happy then. 11, broccoli.
I like broccoli.
It's a nice veg, but I think there's better Christmas veggies.
Sprouts.
Yeah.
Nice wrapped in bacon, cooked in olive oil.
Is everything just wrapped in bacon?
Yeah. Guys wrapped in bacon.
Bacon.
Christmas! Come here.
A star on the tree wrapped in bacon. Advent calendar, just olive oil pouring.
Merry Christmas.
Just a house on fire because of all the oil in the room.
Have a very salty Christmas.
You have it in kitchens covered.
You ever wondered how to make your junk ice even tastier?
Mistletoe.
Come here.
Hello.
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 I'm right in the middle of my fucking segment. Anyway, let's stay on task. 10 bread sauce.
I've never had it.
Yeah,
never had
bread sauce. It's quite nice, but it's, you know, it's not like...
Is it just sauce made out of bread?
Yeah, it's good. I really like it. Okay, this is controversial. 9, I've gone for the meat. Turkey.
Turkey, very bland.
I'd have that above parsnips.
Very bland on its own.
Even the equivalent of a nut roast.
Well, yeah, the nut roast is disappointing too. It's just a bit dry. Yeah, and it's nothing without gravy. Hello.
Yeah, come in, yeah.
This is unfucking believable.
My plan worked.
My God. Anyway, I'll give you the top 5. 5, pigs in blankets. 4, nice. Roast potatoes.
Nice.
3, yes. I've gone for carrots and parsnips. I fucking love them. 2, yeah. Gravy. Nothing, yeah. It's nothing without gravy. And 1, personally, stuffing.
Oh,
love stuffing.
It's Christmassy at least, yeah. Stage and onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the desserts as well, just to fuck off Christmas pudding. I've gone for a trifle. I like a trifle.
Well done. Joe got us 2 hours. I said, can we get another hour, please? Because we won't do it in 2. And he went, yeah.
Should we boo Joe out for about 10 seconds?
Yeah, boo.
Boo.
Merry Christmas, producer.
Stupid fucking Joe.
Yeah. Thank you very much for watching. This is Barrow Pens 2. please stay safe. I'll be joined by Cameron Green.
Green Pen.
Max Smith.
Hey, Smith Pens.
Hey. Tom Looney.
Yeah, cheers.
And Brian Scuppeth, who is he's at Scarborough.
Yeah. And Brian's Beef as well. Don't forget it.
There's an ambulance outside.
I wonder what kid he's here this time.
The body.
bodies of kids launching out of the shop. We told you it was hard, man.
Just coming and picking mix.
Stay safe, stay humble.
Come at me, not you.